We've talked frequently here on Issues and Ideas, and I've certainly placed a strong focus over on our Facebook page about the illegal alien population in America who commit violent crimes. These illegals have most often been deported numerous times, as many as five, in some instances only to return at the eventual cost of a life or even lives of Americans. The aftermath has typically been the federal agencies pointing their fingers at local law enforcement for what they say is a lack of communication, of following procedures, all the above in some cases. My first guest this week is here to say that the problem exists on the other side of the situation with the Fed politicians and, in some cases, even the Oval Office. But there is a solution to this matter. Here to detail and discuss this issue and plan to better inform you, the public, is Executive Director of the New Jersey Sheriffs, John Armino. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Chris.
And a couple of websites for your interest as we talk about this topic, njsheriff.org, that's the website for New Jersey sheriffs. And if you're listening on the stream on a national level, for the National Sheriffs Association, who is the originator of this idea that we're talking with John about, sheriffs.org. And the idea, John, as I mentioned, is a way for the public to get a better understanding of the immigration information, what the sheriffs are up against, and the plan is for a series of town hall meetings. Talk about what the idea is and what the goals are.
Well, this came out of the NSA, National Sheriff's Association, their new exec director and the new president, regarding this, that they wanted to really give our side of the story as to why these inmates illegally or undocumented are being released. And this, they called it a pep talk. But that's usually for what started was, because when it came out of the White House, was for another title on this, a priority enforcement program. But they got together and they put the whole thing together to start a program, get more sheriffs involved. Maybe right now they're starting off with about 8 or 10 states around the country where they've taken place to do that. I know, believe that California has already got one of the programs going, which have been very, very good for us. But it's for us to explain the difficulty that we are having with lack of patrols down on the borders, who have sheriffs that are down there to have a couple of men trying to cover 400 something miles.
Oh, that works well.
No, it doesn't work well. They have another sheriff who's there, and they must get 400 a day crossing into the sand. And unfortunately for them, they're finding these dead bodies all over the place because they're just coming over the line, and that's consuming a lot of manpower. And the ones that are caught and put into local jails, they're being held. And here's where the issue comes in. When they actually serve their time for what they were arrested for, they will notify the ICE program. And ICE and the Department of Homeland Security has not responded well to come and pick them up in a fashionable time period. So the sheriffs who run the jails are going to have to let them go. And that's where this issue comes up about the sheriffs letting them go. They have no right to hold them. The Supreme Courts, I'm not Supreme Courts, courts around the nation have already put that in there, that they cannot be held. So that's an issue that the sheriff has to look at. He's in violation of the Constitution, and so he has to release these people. And that's where the issue is.
And that's when we see incidents like what happened in San Francisco with Kate Steinle, where the sheriff was, you described in the detail of the process, was forced to release the five-time deported illegal alien, and he committed the murder of Kate in front of her father on that pier in San Francisco.
That is absolutely correct. That's where it would come from. And I believe there was another one about 2 days ago where the exact same thing happened in the same city in California where that person was released and killed a person. He was a couple of times convicted of crimes, and he's out there on the street again. So that is the issue, and it's a shame it's going around. But the sheriffs are doing the best they can with what they have in order to hold them. The other issue that sheriffs have, even though they're crossing the border, within 6 days, these illegal immigrants, they are all over the country. They might be in Chicago. They might be right here in New Jersey. They could be in any other state that's possible. because once they're across the border, they're gone. They're gone to these areas, and that's the issue the sheriffs have to be careful of. And as you well know also, because you're a learned man, that police officers really can't challenge a person to ask them if they're illegal. However, once they go to a county jail and they are arrested, the county, the corrections officers have been trained where they can go forth and ask them about whether they're illegal or not. And that's another issue we go. And once they know that, then they have to notify ICE about the situation of that person being arrested.
But the problem with that being, and this is, you know, runs counter to ICE saying, well, you're not communicating, you being the local level of law enforcement. Well, if local law enforcement is being muffled in that initial contact, I mean, fine, if you can catch someone and get them to that next space where you can ask about their residency and their citizenship, but if you're being muzzled, that just, you know, we can only imagine how many are slipping through because of that muzzle placed on the local level of law enforcement.
No, the sheriffs nationwide, to my knowledge anyway, and I can only talk about New Jersey, they notify ICE, and ICE is supposed to send them a form. Now, here's where the situation comes up. There is a form that they're using right now where it is a voluntary form for the sheriff. I believe it's I-247-D or I-247-N, either one of those, where it specifically says this is voluntary to hold these people, and they shouldn't hold them for more than 48 hours. And the latest one that come out was the one where they had to hand that illegal inmate, this particular document to tell them that they're being held. Now, technically for 48 hours, then they're supposed to come up and remove them from your particular facility. And if that doesn't happen, bye-bye. you release them. Now, as we were talking about before, the courts do not recognize these documents. They don't, because the Fourth Amendment, you know, they're not supposed to hold them. They're supposed to release them. But I can speak for New Jersey. I was contacting a few of our county jails that are here. Right now, ICE has come to our meetings, have met with us. Department of Homeland Security has come to our meetings and met with us about this problem. And they have resolved that. So in New Jersey, we are getting good response for them to come here. But what I see and attending meetings with the NSA, that is not happening nationwide.
Having our time with John Armino, who is the executive director of New Jersey Sheriffs, njsheriff.org on the web, and as well for the National Sheriffs Association, sheriffs.org. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. So going back to these town hall meetings, John, what's your working timeline as far as introducing the idea, and what are your hopes/expectations as far as a response and engaging by the various sheriff's departments on this idea?
Well, this came up, and if you forgive me for one moment here, I want to bring up some other things. There was a program.
Sure.
The program started in July, and it should be on the board by now, August the 6th. There were about 10 to 12 states that were holding this program and inviting it. And it was thought that doing it this time of the year, we would have some of our local congressmen coming back to each individual state that they can sit down also with this town hall meetings and take part of that so they can get a better understanding of what's going on. And if you forgive me one more time, okay, guideline. It was that in July 10, notified the state associations, and this was called for a call to action. Okay, then in that week of July 20th, NSA would begin coordinating social media between sheriffs, the NSA, and the state associations. And in the week of July 27th, background on the PEP federal response, field office executives, directors, contacts with local congressional individuals and videos and get that stuff around. They're supposed to get some packets performed, press release announcements, and that's when I got involved, when I saw the one come to New Jersey. And I questioned it, and that's how I got totally involved with what's going on here. So there's been some news releases that went out and should have been out. And then starting on August the 5th, local sheriffs host press briefings and current federal policies and practices and the practical effect of the federal government in activity. And then it will go on. Now, August 21st, the national sheriffs meet with the deputy secretary of the DHS, Mayorkas, I believe, M-A-Y-O-R-K-A-S, and other DHS leadership. And they want to bring a couple of sheriffs on background who have border experience together with that, provide suggestions for how to fix the PET system, and the press statement of the meeting and recommendations to be submitted. And August 23rd, after action report for the membership will be coming out. So that's the format they put together. And I give them credit for putting this program together in that short period of time from what happened in San Francisco. So that's pretty much the layout which is going on. So other sheriffs who haven't done anything yet or haven't been there to do anything yet, like here in New Jersey, I want to see what my sheriffs want to do. And a reminder, in the state of New Jersey, only 8 of the sheriffs actually have the jail. The remainder of the 21 are run by a warden who was assigned by the local freeholder board in each particular county. But the sheriffs and the warden association, we do meet monthly. So I'm there and we can converse back and forth. And it's been great since we've been doing this.
So for you listening, here's what I hope you will find worthy of your time and effort to do is to go to your county website, and that's the easiest way to find the website for your county sheriff's department, and urge your local sheriff's department to, when this call comes out for these town hall meetings, to become involved so that you can share your voice, mutual gain of knowledge and ideas, and that the Homeland Security and ICE and the various federal organizations will realize how they've been dropping the ball and the cost and the price in human lives, as well as cost budgetary-wise for local sheriff's departments, as well as for you as a taxpayer, what that situation is creating. And learn more about this issue, you can go over to the website for the National Sheriffs Association, thesheriffs.org, and learn more about the work of the New Jersey Sheriffs Organization, which John is the executive director of, njsheriff.org. And as I said, we've been joined this morning by the executive director of the New Jersey Sheriffs, John Armino. John, thanks for helping us gain an understanding of really what the full story is as far in versus the narrowly directed story some wanted this to be. And best of luck with making this come to pass for better knowledge, awareness, and for certainly appreciation and respect for what the local sheriffs have to face and what they nevertheless still accomplish. Thanks for being here this morning.
Chris, I thank you very much for reaching out to me on this particular matter and for you notifying your public of the issues, both locally and statewide and nationwide. I give you a lot of credit for that. Thank you for inviting me.